Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day where there's a report from one part of the country that says Republicans can't stop winning. In fact, it's just what President Trump said. They are so tired of winning. They're winning and winning and winning and winning. They're going to try something else. Now, where is that? We will get to that. It may not be exactly the place that President Trump wants. He is busy with the E. Jean Carroll trial, the very end of it. Apparently, it's going to go to the jury. It's a 9-person jury, probably on Tuesday, they are saying. But there are all kinds of dramatic elements from President Trump's deposition that he did, where he was interviewed by the lawyer for E. Jean Carroll, who has accused him of rape in Bergdorf Goodman's. We will get to that because it includes a Trumpian view of the history of mankind. I'm not kidding. And speaking of the history of mankind, there are reasons to celebrate today because of a jobs report in April that has just knocked everybody out. It is a far, far more positive job report than people expected. There is also a new public opinion report about how Americans would feel if we do default. Now, if we default and we don't pay our debts and we qualify as a deadbeat nation, the question is, who do you blame? And actually, this is probably good news, because what it suggests, and it's appropriate, is that the American people would blame both sides. They would blame both the Republicans in Congress, in the House of Representatives, and they would blame President Biden. President Biden giving a triumphant speech today because of the big news on jobs, 253,000 new jobs in April, the lowest unemployment rate in 50 years. Now, that's kind of amazing. And I'll tell you what else is amazing, the continued controversy about Justin Clarence Thomas. What is it exactly that people want Justice Thomas to do other than quit and to leave the court? But there are now other justices who are getting attention. And we will try to put the entire controversy into some kind of realistic perspective. And speaking of realistic perspective, there is a, in both ends of the country, in New York City, there is continued controversy of the death of a homeless Michael Jackson impersonator who was apparently in a threatening mode when he was riding a subway car, and a number of civilians, they were not police officers of any kind, not law enforcement, one of them was a former Marine, basically put a hold on him and a chokehold on him, and he died. So why hasn't that individual been charged for murder? That's a question they're asking in New York, and a question they're asking out here in the state of Washington. In the city of Everett, they are not waiting for the state legislature to act. The state legislature is coming back into session. It was called back into session after they finished. Why? Because right now, the way it stands, there are no statewide laws making drug use of any kind. Methamphetamines, anything in public, go ahead, help yourself, go for it. Well, the city of Everett has tried to take a vote, and they have, on the city council, making public drug use illegal. And this goes along with another effort to combat the swelling population of homeless street people, and basically outlawing sleeping or lying in public. And lying not as in not telling the truth, lying down there. And also, more controversially, banning organizations from providing food and water for without getting a permit to do it, providing food and water for homeless people who are sitting and lying in the public. We will get to that controversy as well. And the idea of small dollar donors and American politics. It basically, for years, there have been people who have been praising the idea of small dollar donors raising literally billions of dollars for campaigns. Now there's an argument by a commentator in the Washington Post, David Beiler, who will be joining us, that small dollar donors don't save democracy. They make it worse. And how does that happen? We will get to that. Also, we'll have a review of what is sure to be one of the biggest movies of the year. It's certainly one of the longest movies of the year. It does go on and on and on. And it is the latest from the Marvel comic universe. The new Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. We will give a full, frank, and fearless review. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Okay, first off, the Americans are split on who they would blame if the U.S. defaults, a post-ABC poll finds. A Washington Post ABC News poll finds Americans divided on who they would blame if the nation's debt ceiling is not raised and the government goes into default, a potentially devastating outcome that could happen as soon as June 1st. By the way, there's a column today which is worth looking at, and it's a column by a Nobel Prize-winning economist, Paul Krugman. Teaches at Princeton. He is someone on the political left, but he points out that this default would impact everybody in the country and probably everybody in the world and would have a very profound damaging impact on the world economy. It is insane that they are waiting until next week to have their meeting with President Biden, agreeing to meet finally, with Kevin McCarthy and with Chuck Schumer and with Mitch McConnell and people on both sides. They have to do something about it. The poll finds 39% of Americans say they would blame Republicans in Congress if the government goes into default, while 36% they'd blame President Biden, and 16% volunteer they would blame both equally. And what's the only good news here is that, yes, they understand that you have to blame somebody. And this means that people like Joe Biden and like Kevin McCarthy, who have to get this right, should look at that and say, listen, if this gets screwed up, you're not going to be able to blame it on the other side. There has to be some responsibility here. And the lack of responsibility is remarkable. The opinions fall sharply along party lines. Republicans are just as likely to blame Biden, 78%, as Democrats are to blame congressional Republicans, 78%. A 37% plurality of independents say they would blame Republicans, with the remainder of independents evenly divided between blaming Biden, 29%, and blaming both equally, 24%. The one thing that everybody seems to agree on is there would be plenty of blame to go around. Let us hope that doesn't happen. President Trump has recently declared once again that he could end the war in Ukraine in one day. One day! And meanwhile, there's a more realistic take on the war and what happens next from the EU ambassador to the U.S. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Your daily dose of debate.
Give me one.
The Michael MedVed Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVed Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
In your daily dose of debate.
I listen to you occasionally when I'm driving. Turns my stomach every time I do.
The Michael Medved Show.
And room for optimism today on this particular Friday. I mean, the Mariners swept. I know they're playing Oakland. They were playing Oakland. They have Houston to play now. But they won the entire series, which is wonderful. Then never mind that Oakland has the worst record in baseball and they're leaving Oakland and moving to Las Vegas, apparently. We'll leave that alone. There's also the good economic news today, and that certainly is something that's encouraging. And very, very good news from President Trump. He says to Nigel Farage, is one of the architects of Brexit, and he's somebody who had a third party that used to have some impact, the United Kingdom Party, UKIP, the United Kingdom Independent Party. But in any event, Nigel Farage, who is very much a Brexit advocate, was told by President Trump that there is good news ahead for Ukraine. This is what the former president had to say.
They're saying there's been an attempted drone strike by the Ukrainians on the Kremlin. We don't yet know the full truth. Have you seen that story?
I have not seen it yet.
Okay, right. Well, you know, that's
a big story.
That's, yeah, I mean, they're quite small drones, but let's see what the truth of it is.
Yeah.
There's a growing, I sense in America, unhappiness about the money that's been given to Ukraine.
Yeah.
Why does nobody talk about peace and peace negotiations?
So, if I were president, and I say this, I will end that war in one day. It'll take 24 hours. I know Zelensky well. I know Putin well. I would get that ended in a period of...
You can break that deal.
100%. It would be easy. That deal would be easy. A lot of it has to do with the money. A lot of it has to do with the military, you know, that we're giving. But I would get that deal done within 24 hours. That war has to be stopped. That war is a disaster.
Yeah.
And I'm talking more than money. I'm talking about the human life.
Okay. President Trump, maybe he could win that Nobel Peace Prize that I know that he covets if he has this secret plan. And rather than waiting for a year and a half, and yes, it's a little bit more than a year and a half, it's almost 2 years before he would become president again. Rather than waiting, maybe if he could disclose his plan. The EU ambassador to the United States, the ambassador of the European Union, Nigel Farage has no use for him at all, is named Stavros Lambrinidis. He's a Greek. And he joined Morning Joe to talk about what seems to me a far more credible plan and vision for actually not just ending the war, but winning the war. There's no substitute for victory. Here is Ambassador Lambrinidis.
We all want peace here. Immediately can happen if Putin, who is the aggressor, takes his troops out. He doesn't want to do it. If he doesn't want to do it, I cannot imagine that the Ukrainians fighting for their freedom and their life will be lifting up their arms and saying, oh boy, you know, we're getting tired now.
Yeah.
Take us over. And I cannot imagine that Americans and Europeans will be happy to allow that scenario to happen. Because if we do, Putin wins. Putin proves that we don't have the guts, we don't have the staying power, that, you know, all his rhetoric about the West, right? We are corrupt, we are weak, and if he wins, our capacity to project our power and our influence in the world, Americans and Europeans, for decades to come will be diminished dramatically. So he won't win, he can't win, and the reason is not just us helping Ukraine, it's because Ukrainians are fighting for their lives, and they're fighting effectively, and that is something to be proud of.
Okay, and I'm proud of that clarity being used as a spokesperson for the EU. And Greece, one of the less profitable, one of the less wealthy countries in the EU, but doing more than its share. Poland, I mentioned yesterday, has been phenomenal and doing more and more to provide weapons and ammunition, particularly, that their Ukrainian neighbors need. And meanwhile, we also have good news in the United States economically. It is covered by on Fox by Taylor Riggs about the Bureau of Labor figures on the latest job growth in the United States. Listen, this is clip 10.
The good news is the economy is still humming along. So we heard from the Federal Reserve this week reiterating that they raised interest rates to try to slow down the economy because the economy is still creating 253,000 jobs. So the good news is if you want a job, most likely it's out there. You have to just get out there and get one. I think an interesting point in this as well is the manufacturing sector is something we've been really worried about. We've been talking about this manufacturing recession for about 6 months. The manufacturing sector gained jobs this month. So that's a good thing that we're still manufacturing and producing goods in this country. Average hourly earnings, all of that means is wage gains. What we're making on an hourly and a monthly basis, that's increasing, which is good. We're getting raises. The problem is that means that inflation is really sticky. Mm-hmm. The Federal Reserve might still have to move to sort of bring inflation down because inflation has been such a problem in this country.
Okay, the wage gains on the annual basis, 4.3%. Those are pretty good wage gains. Economists, they say CNN, they say economists are expecting job growth to decline for the third consecutive month, job growth, 180,000 jobs to be added, and for the unemployed rate to increase to 3.6%. Only three economists of the 87 polled by Refinity had projected job growth near or above the 253,000. In other words, 253,000 new jobs for the United States of America instead of 180,000. And the unemployment rate falling to 3.4% from 3.5%. The labor force participation held steady. And high labor force participation at 62.6%. This is, undeniably, and it seems to me appropriately good news. More from President Trump. He sent out a on Truth Social, his website. And so it's not quite a tweet of the day because it's not a tweet, but he had a brief message, supportive message, of course, for President Biden. He, says President Trump, crooked Joe Biden will not attend the King Charles coronation. The United Kingdom is not happy. Biden wants to sleep. Actually, no American presidents have attended British coronations, partially because the history of this country was independence from the British crown. Coming up, independence from campaign big donors through small donors, a good thing? We'll get to it. Coming right up on the Medved Show.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. North Carolina lawmakers attempting to pass a 12-week abortion ban. A massive earthquake has struck the coast of Japan. That happened this morning.
A magnitude 6.5 earthquake jolted Ishikawa Prefecture today in Japan, killing one and leaving others injured. Fortunately, there was no tsunami, but the meteorological agency said it confirmed sea level changes around 10 centimeters in the area. Ishikawa Prefecture is on the northern coast of central Japan. I'm Lance Pry.
The World Health Organization says COVID-19 is no longer a global health emergency. President Biden accusing House Republicans of threatening to default on the nation's debt in order to secure spending cuts. Biden told reporters raising the debt ceiling and negotiating on a budget are two separate issues. Corey Myers, USA News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Michael Medved Show, one of the issues that used to concern many people in America, people on both sides, and in fact it was the subject of bipartisan legislation once upon a time, the McCain-Feingold bill, you may remember, is the idea of campaign finance and what you do about it. Right now there is a tremendous amount of money that flows into campaign coffers on both sides. And there's a provocative piece in the Washington Post that got my attention about the small dollar donors, because you've all heard that the problem with campaign finance, right, is that there are a few big plutocrats, billionaires and millionaires, the kind of people that Bernie Sanders doesn't like. They get all the money. And they give all the money and control campaigns. Supposedly the answer to that was small donations. A lot of them solicited on the internet. Not so fast, says David Beiler, who is a data columnist focusing on elections, polling, demographics, and statistics for the Washington Post. And he has a piece about the problem with small dollar donors. The problem with small dollar donors appears to be that on both sides, they seem to be particularly attracted to the noisiest and most extreme, not necessarily the most effective politicians. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You see this when you look at the actual donations that small dollar donors make. You know, you put aside sort of the imagined small dollar donors, the folklore around them, and you see that on the right, a lot of times what happens is if someone pulls some kind of wild stunt or embraces a conspiracy theory or sort of gets their name first on cable news, that's the person who gets the small dollars. So, you know, when Marjorie Taylor Greene tried to impeach Joe Biden on his first day in office, which was, you know, kind of a pointless thing to do, she made a ton of headlines and she got a bunch of small dollars. When, you know, Matt Gaetz and that whole crew of 20 House representatives sort of stopped up Kevin McCarthy's bid for the speakership for a few days, money flowed into those people. So it's not when people are necessarily at their sort of most productive is when they get the money. And then on the left, small dollar donors can't resist sort of using their money to stick it to Republicans that they don't like at all. So the best example of this is Amy McGrath, who ran against Mitch McConnell in Kentucky. She had no chance of winning. She lost by 20 points in the end, but she got tens and tens of millions of dollars because a bunch of small dollar donors wanted to believe. And McGrath said, okay, you can hand me the money. And, you know, all of it went up in smoke. So, yeah, I would say that small dollar donors have not quite lived up to the hype that they might have had, you know, sort of 15 years ago.
But, David, this brings me to something that has been, the New York Times has been all over this recently, and I know you're with the Washington Post, but okay. Save America, which was instituted by President Trump after the election to undo the election, apparently they got mostly from small dollar donors. It's basically MyPillow's Mike Lindell and then a bunch of small contributors. But Save America, $250 million donated to overturn the election of 2020. Is that right?
I don't have the figures on me in particular, but that general storyline tracks with what we know about how small dollar donors operate. If you look at survey data of small dollar donors, you find that they have very extreme views. These, you know, people who are willing to give $20, $50, $5, $10 out of their paycheck aren't sort of, you know, moderate, reform-minded, whatever type of voters. They're people who are on the fringes. They're people who spend all day watching cable TV and, you know, are subscribed to 100 different mailing lists from 100 different politicians, all hitting them up for money. And they kind of, you know, get a charge out of giving to someone when they do something extreme and headline grabbing. So Trump actually has a strong record over his sort of whole political career of fundraising from small dollars for this very reason. He knows how to command a cable news cycle, and then the money rolls in.
Is there something that needs to be done to improve or fix this system?
It's a little bit of a hard question, in my view. So most people who kind of see this problem the way that I do, what they advocate for is sort of strengthening the political parties. A lot of them say, okay, well, what we need to do is just make sure that the money is flowing to responsible actors, and we need to make sure that, you know, the pipelines are open for, you know, all of the money to basically go to the DNC and the RNC so that you can have, you know, Kevin McCarthy and Hakeem Jeffries basically be the same people in the room, the moderating influences. And that's what a lot of people say.
But how do you do that? I mean, people are free to give what they believe in, and they give plenty of money to QAnon, right?
Right. I mean, that's the idea would be is that some of these larger donations that are that are banned right now, I would say some advocates, I don't necessarily put myself in this camp, but some people would say, okay, what you need to do is if there are these small dollars rolling in, you need to let the large dollars roll in and have it all kind of funneled as much as possible towards the centralized institution of the party. And, you know, let the politicians kind of who do this for a living sort it out. I'm not completely sold on that personally. I didn't include a solution in the piece because I'm not really sold on any of the approaches. I didn't want to get behind one when I wasn't sure myself. But if you're asking what's the solution? One solution people have is to try to funnel as much money as possible towards sort of centralized parties, make it as transparent as possible, and try to give people whose incentive is to win rather than whose incentive is to show as much control and funding as possible. You can agree with that or disagree with that. Like I said, I haven't kind of come down on one side or the other, but I am persuaded that there's a small dollar problem.
Yeah, one of the things that people have talked about is the idea of mail fraud and going after people if they are trying to, well, for instance, they went after the people with We Build the Wall, Steve Bannon and company, just in last moments. Is there any hope to doing that with some of the more delusional fundraising stunts?
Yeah, I've talked to people who have proposals that basically would strengthen the FEC or would, you know, overhaul the FEC entirely, maybe even replace it with another organization that's more equipped to deal with, you know, any kind of campaign finance violation and infraction. And that seems like a defensible idea from my perspective. I don't see why you wouldn't want better enforcement of your existing laws in an area like this.
David Beiler's piece on small dollar donors and the problems with those donations is posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. Appreciate the conversation, David, and have a wonderful weekend. Coming back, Clarence Thomas, what happens there? And is he really likely to be forced to give up his seat on the Supreme Court bench? We will talk about that and more coming up. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. When acid is no longer tying up your immune system, you'll feel much better. Your energy will be dramatically increased, and you can sleep better, too. This usually happens in 3 days' time with Balance 7. Money-back guarantee. Give yourself the greatest gift of all, good health. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. All natural ingredients. Please try it and find out just how much better your body can really feel. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Medved.
That was a actually a citizen, an activist. It's real from the from San Francisco. Where else? Who spoke to the Board of Supervisors in that way? She was protesting a death that had occurred in San Francisco involving a homeless transgendered citizen who had gotten into a fight when trying to steal some stuff from Walmart. But in any event, there are all kinds of other issues facing the country. One of them that has concerned the left greatly, and I had the opportunity this morning here at the radio studio, working with some colleagues of mine, they were very, very upset about Clarence Thomas, and they are not the only ones. You may have noticed I haven't spoken much about Justice Thomas. I admire him greatly. I have been a supporter of Justice Thomas since he first came on the national scene. I thought the attempt to basically smear him and keep him off the court was shameful and scandalous and manipulative and dishonest. And this new attempt to go after him, well, it's exemplified by Ari Melber of MSNBC. He had words for Justice Thomas. This is clip one.
I prefer the RV parks. I prefer the Walmart parking lots to the beaches and things like that. There's something normal to me about it. I come from regular stock, and I prefer that. I prefer being around that.
Tonight, I'll speak directly to Justice Thomas. No, you don't. Why were you lying about it? Were you feeling guilty? Were you also lying to your colleagues on the Supreme Court? Do you think you're above the law? Do you think you will get away with this forever? Have you ever looked at the history where if you cross enough lines, even as a Supreme Court justice, you can end up, depending on the history, impeached or on trial? Those are our questions. There is growing pressure here among people in the legal community, members of the bar who are not afraid of alienating the court. Anyone who ever has to argue for the court cannot ask the questions I just asked because, well, they need Thomas's vote. But a lot of those individuals who are serious about a nonpartisan court, as well as members of Congress, are asking the Chief Justice, will you really let this stand?
Okay, what is it that is standing that is so horrific? They have in the Washington Post, there's a piece by Jesus Rodriguez. He says the famously taciturn justice, that would be Clarence Thomas, is once again facing allegations that call into question the propriety of his conduct while holding a high government post. ProPublica has reported that Thomas received for over 20 years luxurious gifts and hospitality from real estate magnate Harlan Crow, a conservative billionaire and GOP donor. He and his wife went on vacation with Harlan Crow and his wife. And Harlan Crow, being a very, very wealthy person, Clarence Thomas is not, paid the bills. This is a violation of nothing. This is the biggest much ado about nothing that I can remember. And to put this in perspective, this week there was a sort of a revenge strike against another justice. This one, someone part of that liberal bloc of three justices, Sonia Sotomayor. And the Daily Wire says that Sonia Sotomayor did not recuse herself from multiple copyright infringement cases before the court involving Penguin Random House, which, by the way, full disclosure, it's my publisher too, one in 2013, one in 2019, 2020, despite receiving several million dollars from the publisher and its subsidiaries for her books. Okay. Again, you're allowed to write a book and to get paid for it. I wish I got paid several million dollars, but maybe. Then there's also Justice Neil Gorsuch, who joined the court in 2017, also didn't recuse himself from the latter case, despite receiving hundreds of thousands of dollars in book deals from the same publisher. Then Justice Stephen Breyer did recuse himself from two cases involving Penguin Random House. He'd written books for the publisher, and he and his wife owned stock in a company that owned a stake in Penguin Random House. The idea that these represent the kinds of crossing over the line, as Ari Melber puts it, that would lead to impeachment or some strike against Clarence Thomas. None of this is happening. None of this is real. And what all of this is just another attempt, and this one by the left, to criminalize basically our disagreements. And the idea that Clarence Thomas went on expensive vacations, or that his great nephew, he is the great uncle of a young man who he has helped and he has raised as sort of a substitute son. And the young man was going to a Randolph-Macon prep school. It was a very expensive prep school where the tuition was $7,000 a month. And part of that was paid by Harlan Crow. Nothing illegal. Nothing improper. And the proof of that is that Dick Durbin, who's chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, basically made an announcement. He said, I invited the Chief Justice, John Roberts, to join this conversation. He said when Tuesday's hearing began, but the Chief Justice had declined, as many had expected, citing separation of powers concerns. Durbin didn't exactly buy that. The reality is that sitting justices have testified in 92 congressional hearings since 1960, he said. And I even offered the Chief Justice the opportunity to designate somebody else on the court to testify. The reason the Chief does not want to testify is part of the separation of powers means that the Supreme Court doesn't get to run the Congress or the executive branch. The executive branch doesn't get to run the Supreme Court or the Congress. And the whole idea is that these are separate power centers. And the notion that they are going to try to use Congress and the investigation power of Congress to try to pursue or restructure even the Supreme Court based upon the fact that Clarence Thomas has had a 20-year friendship with this guy Harlan Crow, who sounds like an interesting guy. Okay, what's the terrible thing that everybody heard about Harlan Crow? Right, that everybody publicizes. He's a book collector. He has a lot of paintings of famous people. He has paintings in his headquarters, his office, paintings that were done by Winston Churchill, paintings that were done by Dwight Eisenhower, and yes, there's a painting by Hitler. He is not a Nazi. He also has a collection of famous books, including a Mein Kampf with Hitler's signature. So is this the grounds that you're going to go after Clarence Thomas at this point? It seems to me that getting people upset over this, and when you ask what is it that Clarence Thomas has done wrong, if there was any indication that he had been influenced in his opinions or in his work on the court in any way to benefit Harlan Crow, his big benefactor, that would be a serious matter. But there is no such evidence. And you know, with the thoroughness that they're going over it, if they had even a scrap, that would be up there and grabbing people's attention. There is so much more going on locally. The state of Washington tried to do something about drugs in public and people sleeping on the streets and in parks. We will get to that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.